Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Humphrey, who's director of the Shaw Flooring Network from down at Shaw's Align Convention in Orlando, Florida. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Kemp?
I'm good. Thanks for being with me. I want to talk to you about several things. You do this show every other year. First, let's talk about the attendance. So tell us how many people you've got down here.
We've got about 3,300 people total, if you include the Shaw personnel. We've got right at 850 dealers represented. It's one of the largest conventions that we've ever had. And, of course, we are, I believe, the only family-friendly, so that's where a lot of the numbers come from as well.
So you've got, when people come down here, they bring their whole families, what you're saying?
Yeah, we encourage that. I mean, you think about it, it's one of the reasons we only have this every 2 years. It's an expensive event to have, but the reality is when they do their jobs every day, they're taking time away from their family. So the way for us to give back to the family is invite them down to spend some time. And like tonight, we'll be going to Universal Studios. We have the Islands of Adventure Park all to ourselves. They'll go out and be able to enjoy that time. And seeing the smiles on the kids' faces, makes it all worthwhile.
You know, this morning Vance in the opening session was talking about the outlook for 2011. He talked about how he's expecting at least a 4% growth in the market this year.
We finished up pretty good this year, Kemp. I mean, if you look at the overall Align program, we were up within our different platforms. SFG was up about 4%. SDCs were up 6%. And so I think compared to the norm out there, we did pretty well. I spent some time with Mr. Buffett about 4 weeks ago and asked him that same question. And Mr. Buffett is pretty optimistic about what's coming. He thinks that we've gotten tired of the new norm and there's some pent-up demand out there. And he believes we're going to see some things begin to break this year.
Business is, you know, the builder market still got a ways to go. There's still a lot of what they call overhang in inventory, but there's plenty of business coming on the remodel side of the business, right?
Yeah, it's the refurbishment where you'll see it. I mean, Mr. Buffett says that he expects that we might see, you know, 75 to 100,000 homes, which is an uptick, but dramatically different from the highs of 2005, 2006. But at least it's a start. But where you will see it is that pent-up demand of people that have said, okay, if I'm going to have to stay here, if this is where we're going to be for the next few years, I'm not going to put up with it the way it is. And they're going to make some changes to their homes.
Okay, Scott, talk a little bit about the highlights of this meeting.
Well, there are many. I mean, we really focus this around the needs of our dealers. Our dealer council is we've got a fantastic dealer council. Unlike many that I've been involved in myself or even some of our participants in this dealer council have been involved in, we don't bring them in to show them what we're going to do. We actually bring them in and ask them what they want us to do. And a lot of what people are seeing at this convention is from our dealer council who represents that dealer base. It's a really strong training focus. I know there are a lot of conventions out there that do that. We decided this time, rather than using internal training, we would bring in some experts in the field. So we've got Michael Vickers talking about becoming preferred in your market. Michael is the author of Becoming Preferred, that book. Steve Kuno is an author on marketing and advertising, is here talking about how to reach your market. Marketplace to develop local marketing expertise. Ken Jackson, of course, our chief financial officer, does a phenomenal job with our financial benchmarking, something he's very passionate about and spends a lot of time and effort in. He even commented the other day that his average phone call when he does a financial benchmarking report is about an hour and 15 minutes. He just loves it. He's passionate about it. We've got a great technology group, an award-winning technology group, and they're talking about how to win with the web. I think everybody in this industry is beginning to realize the power of technology and the importance of web and social media and so many other things. And so that's a lot of our focus here. And so we're really excited. We've even brought Stan Beecham in, who's a clinical psychologist. And Stan Beecham is talking to people about how to get the most out of their employees, to look at their employee base and determine how's the morale. I mean, there's been a lot of downsizing. Are they encouraging them? What do they need to do to get the most out of the people they've got left?
You're here at Rose and Shingle Creek in Orlando, beautiful facility. I've got to give you a compliment on one thing. When you walk into the exhibit area, all of these hospitality-focused conference centers have wild-looking print carpet. And when you walk in your exhibit area, you have completely changed that floor. I mean, I'm sure it's down there underneath all that, but you have put some beautiful carpet in, which in many of these other type of meetings that I go to, that's very distracting. And you've actually built a house inside this, so you've got beautiful flooring, you've got vignette, so people can see not just the flooring, but how it works with the whole environment.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, when you think about the theme of this convention, Unity, Connect for Success, and when we thought about unity, we thought, you know, if you really like people, you want to be close to them, you invite them into your home. So what better way to do it? And I have to give Jason Green, the product manager for the Shaw Flooring Network, credit. He's the one that said, we got to build a house. We had talked about arranging the expo so one area of it was a living room and another area was kitchen. And yet he said, no, build the house. Let them walk in. Let them see it in its natural setting. And so we've got a new vendor partner, LK Cabinets. They donated the cabinets to go into the kitchen. We've got a beautiful glass backsplash. I mean, it's just gorgeous. I mean, I said literally here in Florida, since it doesn't rain that much, you take this thing outside and live in it. It's really good. And yes, the flooring, we come in, we reinstall carpet over the top so that everything works together. In many of the key areas, we actually put carpet in that is from Tuftex in the Tuftex area. We have obviously the Shaw living rugs showcasing them in different areas. We've got Anderson here and obviously the Shaw hardwood Epic, our laminate. There's just a showcase for everything, but everything's in a place where it makes sense. The expo is set up so it's very easy to see where you're going and why you're going there from the moment you walk in. Everything is low profile, so you can see from the front to the back and understand where your destination is.
You know, one thing about Shaw, several years ago, you didn't have ceramic tile and you added that, and then there was just one category left that you didn't have, and that was resilient, and now you've added that. So with Shaw, you can get every type of flooring that's out there, can't you?
That is correct. Our goal is to be a full-service provider, and that's what we've done through partnerships and through our own manufacturing, is to meet the needs that are out there for the consumer. We want our dealers to be a place where people can go to find what they're looking for, anything to do with flooring, and in the case of our vendor partners, many times we've expanded their reach to window treatments with Hunter Douglas, to cabinetry with LK. There's really something for everybody.
Now, with this Align program, you can step in several different ways. There's a couple different levels of being aligned with Shaw, right?
There are. I mean, when we started this back in 1997, our first convention was in 1998 at the Swan and Dolphin here in Orlando. There was just the Shaw Flooring Alliance. Several years back, we created the Shaw Design Center accounts, which really are a full-service, pretty much full Shaw account. And then in 2009, we launched the Shaw Flooring Gallery. We have right at 300 Shaw Flooring Gallery accounts now throughout the United States and Canada. And the idea being that for people that want independence and want just a touch of partnership, then you have the Shaw Flooring Aligned accounts. For those who want a destination within a store, you have the Shaw Flooring Gallery, which truly is a destination. That's how it's designed. And for those who want help from lighting to the paint on the walls all the way through, then we have the Shaw Design Center as a full-service account base.
Another thing that you're rolling out at this show is, I mean, you've got this whole HGTV program that you're exposing your dealers to, and you're giving them all the details on that. Talk a few minutes about that.
Yeah, HGTV has obviously been a strong partnership for us for some time. Going back many years when we were at a home builder show and HGTV came to us, and because of our focus on the environment, said, hey, have you thought about doing some sponsorship with us? So, you know, the Green Home Giveaway became a part of that, and now we've developed a line of products for a select group of dealers, just like the Shaw Design Centers and SFGs are for select groups of dealers. This is for a select group of dealers to promote the HGTV line, to use that brand as a way of giving more recognition and identity to them within their own marketplace.
All right. I bet you're tired, because getting this together has probably been a long process, and it's a really great show. So tonight, all of you people will be going to Universal Studios, is that right?
Going to Universal. We've got about 74 buses getting ready to line up out here, and some of them will be routing back to get everyone there. As a matter of fact, probably while we're finishing this up, there will be people starting to line up to be the first ones there, and we'll leave here about 6:30, and they'll get to the park, and until 11 o'clock, that park is ours. And they're super excited about the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, the new area that has really helped Universal to break some records this year in their attendance. It's a great time, and really, Randy Merritt would tell you, he probably enjoys as much as anything, even with the selling being important, the reaction, seeing the smiles on these kids' faces, it goes a long way to make you understand the value of your job.
Actually, Scott, I got to hand it to you on the whole family environment that you create here. I think you guys have figured out if you brainwash these children at a young age, they'll buy from you forever.
That may be part of it. I will tell you this, from a business standpoint, when people are here with their families, it's a whole different atmosphere to the convention. I mean, you get the family mentality. You don't get the business mentality. And so often we get so focused on our business and the stress of our business that it affects the way we interact with each other. That's not the case here. People are having a great time and enjoying. And you know, they'll remember Shaw being a part of that. Because for the most part, Kent, these are independent retailers, but they want somebody who's got their back. And that's what we provide at the Shaw Flooring Network.
Okay, Scott, thanks for spending some time with us. Again, we've been talking to Scott Humphrey, director of the Shaw Flooring Network with Shaw Industries, and also a columnist with Floor Focus. He writes our People Power. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.